Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be here and to receive this great prize. It's a very big day for me. And I thank Chancellor Angela Merkel für und auch Joachim Gauck für for the let me not mix English and German for the kind and strong words and for their appreciation. Thank you very much. I will never forget this day. a cartoon is an idea with a line around it. The idea should preferably be so clear that the communication with the readers is swift. The cartoon is a product that has a lifespan of only one day. Afterwards, the situation is different and the cartoon may have lost its news value. Then a new idea with a new line around it is required. But sometimes the cartoon concerns itself with a subject that is apparently eternally topical, for example, freedom. And if there is one thing which people in the global village disagree on, it is freedom. I have experienced Nazism, communism, and fascism, and now Islamism. And all these isms means fanaticism. There are very many different sociological and geopolitical analyses of the nature of fanaticism. Simply put, I perceive a fanatic as a person who has rejected one of the most constructive but also most difficult feelings, namely doubt. And in the political ideology or in the darkness of religious obscurity, people stick together closely and the direction one has to go is indicated solely and undoubtedly by ideologists or perhaps religious authorities. And then a little joke, which I think for the time being will not be considered as politically correct in my homeland, Denmark. Anyway, not in certain circles. In a Middle Eastern country, very hostile to the West, they had finally constructed a missile which could read the West. But on the day when they want to launch it, it could not take off because there were so many people clinging to the missile. They all so wanted to go to the West. Well, anyway, a lot of people have come to Denmark. Many of them, most of them, has come with an honest desire for integration and a better life in Denmark. Others have arrived with religious and cultural explosives in their baggage, which can threaten our social order. It is so with me and religion. I am an atheist, but I have no problems with religion at all, and I respect everybody's right, and I will defend everybody's right to worship his God. And as an atheist, I also is aware of my cultural and religious heritage. And therefore, another little anecdote. taking place in Northern Ireland many years ago, a man is approaching a roadblock. The man behind the roadblock asks, "Are you a Catholic or are you a Protestant?" The man answers, "I am an atheist." The man behind the roadblock asks, "Are you a Catholic atheist or are you a Protestant atheist?" There were several cultural institutions in Europe that closed down or removed artifacts which could potentially offend Muslims. I wanted to show that a large religion has a variant that is cruel and threatened with murder and terror. I made this cartoon, and I was right. From near and far, threats came pouring in to kill me and to blow up my newspaper, Morgenavisen, Jyllandsposten. A powerful collision between democracy and religious fundamentalism, where the cartoons have been the catalyst in, I think, a necessary process which should preferably make the new Danes understand the conditions under which this society relies and make itself function. From several places in the ethical Danish society, especially among the inside the intellectual elitist Denmark, there has been protests against this action. I would call it an appeasement cultural relativism. But appeasement policy has never been successful against a totalitarian worldview. For me, it has been meaningful to stand up against the totalitarian point of view in spite of all the threats. As a satirist, I have not until now found a better base to work off from than the old Picasso anecdote. I have repeated it several times, but I do it also this time. In 1937, during the Spanish Civil War, General Franco, the rebel general, he had Nazi Germany as his ally, and therefore Nazi German planes were sent to the Basque country and they destroyed the little town of Guernica. Picasso painted his painting in the same year, in 1937, and the painting was shown at an exhibition in France the same year. And then the anecdote tells that when France were occupied, Picasso met a German Air Force officer who asked him, "Was it you who did Guernica?" "No," answers Picasso, "it was you." The last 5 years, none of the last 5 years has been an annus horribilis for us, my wife and me, but rather years where very strong emotions have stricken our lives: contempt, curses and threats from one side, and great and warm sympathy from the other side. Crude hecklings from Muslims in the streets, saying, "I will burn in hell." I have politely asked them, "Could we talk about it?" And there was no interest in this. And then I have said, okay, let us talk about it in hell. And this has not been applauded. On the other side, on the other hand, it has been very nice to receive a pat on the back from the ethnic Danes in the street. And my fundamental feeling of being threatened has been anger. And anger is a very good active feeling against threat. It is as if you establish a kind of mental defense. I am not a man of violence, but I need this mental defense, and I have been able to establish it. So we are living a good life, my wife and me, and I thank my wife very much for the solidarity which she the whole way has shown me. We live very close to the Danish intelligence and security service, the PET. I have agents, bodyguards who protect me the whole time and who always are with me. What I can do, they can do. But nevertheless, they are very satisfied that I'm not a winter swimmer or a nudist. We are living a good life, so to say. And then at last, a few words quoted from my newspaper, Jyllandsposten, where the cultural editor, Flemming Rose, wrote the following lines, which I also would like to be my lines. And it was a special address to our new Muslim fellow citizens. These images in no way exceed the bounds of taste, satire, and humor to which we would subject any other Dane, whether the Queen, the head of the church, or the Prime Minister. By treating a Muslim figure the same way we would a Christian or Jewish icon, we are sending an important message. You are not strangers. You are here to stay, and we accept you as an integrated part of our life. And we will satirize you too, and you must understand that this is an act of inclusion, not exclusion, an act of respect and recognition. Thank you. Thank you.